If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here in Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, some healthcare monitoring platforms. So we're going to talk about that, and we have our Quack Report. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer and asking the Lord's hand to be with us. And mine and the time, it grows short. So today's devotional puts us in 1 John. It says, we love him because he first loved us. Simple, short to the point, sweet, and so true. And in Psalms, King David said in 116, I love the Lord because he first heard my voice and my supplications. Yeah, he hears those that have hearts turned to him. So if your heart's not turned to the Lord, mind time to grow short because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report.
Quack, 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 quack
Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up, last and not least, actually, in the cracker tonight, we have some new mental help. Now, there's got some apps out there, mental health via apps. This is a kind of a tech startup, and we're going to be talking a little bit about these kinds of things in the first part of the show, so that we've got some patients that need monitoring, according to healthcare. So NeuroFlow is a new technology. It's a smartphone app. It keeps tabs on patients connected with their health providers remotely. They can monitor your symptoms, your progression of treatment. So actually this can track your physical symptoms and even your behavior. So if you have some inactivity, sleep problems, STDs, you know, all kinds of things. These programs now can actually keep you connected with your healthcare provider, your platform, and probably your health insurance provider. But they're also saying they want to use this for people that have mood and mental health status issues so that you keep them top of things before they have a problem. Now, NeuroFlow's partners include the U.S. Air Force. Last September, they agreed to expand the platform to multiple sites as part of an effort to monitor combat readiness for their airmen. So monitoring, you know, I don't know, I guess what's next is reading your mind, right, Frank? They could just read your mind? I don't know. It's just kind of weird where the technology's going. We're going to explore a little bit of that in the first part of the show. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's all, folks. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this healthcare monitoring. It's going to get more intense, the healthcare monitoring. Just get ready for it as technology comes into fruition for this area of medical science. So the medical technology is really quickly being generated. They've got some new startups out there that are their companies offering different avenues for healthcare providers to help monitor patients. So we are familiar with, you remember the monitoring device back in the 70s where people would voluntarily sign up and wear these devices for the elderly who were still living alone at home, and if they fell, they could push the little button and somebody would come help them. However, we're talking about patient monitoring above that. Today, such monitoring is more detailed. It has a portion of this monitoring is becoming almost a requirement rather than an option in some of sectors. So we're going to be looking at this. So let's look at the provider monitoring. So let's say you have a healthcare provider, your insurance company. Maybe it's through your work. Maybe it's privately arranged. But there is this company now called ViFi Health, which offers monitoring platforms for monitoring people's health to any organizations and also in healthcare. So the service is saying, ViFi Health is saying that providers may have, you know, different needs for remote patient monitoring. So apparently they offer different platforms to different providers, the platforms like comprehensive remote care, clinical and financial monitoring for chronic conditions and acute care situations. They have wellness monitoring, which has been extended to employers, as well as more than 90 clinical and engagement pathways that you can use, even customize in two different combinations for your organization. They also have optional platforms where you can create new pathways to fit your needs if they don't have that already there. So this is, you know, we talked about this, Frank. We talked about this a while back where I said this was going to get more detailed, more in your face, more intrusive, and this is what we're seeing. So here is what the platform at ViFi Health says they can help providers manage. They can help you schedule patient appointments, connect connect you with your patients, educate and guide your patients, monitor your patients, obviously, and intervene and escalate care, which is an interesting thought. So here's what ViVi Health says. Keeping populations on the right path with much less manual effort. So this monitoring requires patients to check in and follow a transit map on the platform for their health, and it enables the provider to intervene or escalate care and add supplemental pathways of care if necessary. So here is, if you get the newsletter, if you sign up for the newsletter, HealthQuest or American Survival on the PowerHerbs.com website, you just click on Books and Newsletters and you can sign up for free. In the newsletter, you're going to see the screenshot of what the patients would be seeing. It's kind of like, you know, a road map. It's a transit map is what it is, and they have to follow the map. And they have the check-in, they have the education section, they have the daily monitoring. So they have all these things there. So where do you suppose, Frank, all this is going? Well, the healthcare monitoring is going to sink into just about all facets of healthcare, including diabetes, vascular, the heart disease sector, cancer, mental health, pulmonary diseases, trauma, and pain management. And now at the top of the website on ViVi Health, they have these departments that you can click on for healthcare monitoring. They have a section for providers. These would be your health insurance providers. They have a section for payers, which would be your medical establishment. And then you have your employer section. So therefore, medical monitoring is coming, and it may appear in many forms. Now, here is a statement that is on their website. ViVi Health says, get safe, get screened, and get back. Protect your patients, employees, and communities while getting back to work safely. They also state, ViVi connected care management solutions simplify tracking and running population health initiatives and keep high-risk members out of your ER hospital and your place of business. So, if they think you have a disease, you may not be in the running for a job, or you may not be able to walk into a clinic. So health providers already are using the platforms. The platforms that are being used are United Healthcare is using it. UPMC Health Plan is using it. Sensation Health and Alignment Healthcare. They have already implemented the ViVi Health platforms. So let's look at the employer platform. I kind of was curious about it on their website. So the employer platform will monitor the company you work for. It will monitor the company wellness plan. So ViVi Health is going to monitor the employer's wellness plan, keep everything connected and in line for compliance and safety for the workplace. So it also extends to home health monitoring. So let's say you call in sick, and they'll know your heart rate, your temperature, and your pulse rate. So the monitoring will communicate through the employee phone or other device, as well as with the employer's wellness program login. So the site actually sells the monitoring service as a money saver for employers with virtual visits and educational downloads for employees to read, among other things, to improve their health. So the monitoring company is stating their product helps employers reduce their risk while monitoring and educating their staff. So this type of healthcare monitoring will be described as employee management and automated communications. Here is a quote off ViVi's site. They say, all of this is possible through a device and a gateway agnostic architecture, allowing us to integrate new monitoring devices with speed and agility as new technology is introduced, protecting your investment. Now, of course, some people say, well, the employee isn't an investment. We want them well so they can work safely and everybody can be safe in the environment. Well, yeah, you can put it that way. This could be like a two-edged sword. Now, this statement sounds like wellness monitoring is a benefit for the employer, but what about the employee? So when the device says it will help educate the employee, it means there will be mandatory downloads and employees will need to read through and confirm that they read them. It will act as a soft contract on do's and don'ts in medical and lifestyle behavior. So it will be a connected, it will help connect the employer's wellness program also to be reflected in premiums for your healthcare. So employers can add to their monitoring platform. They can add such options as remote monitoring with integrated video. How's that sound, Frank? Want anybody videoing you at home? Employee health scores. Intervention tracking and advanced analytics and custom reports. So all this can be put in an employer's profile. And how is that going to affect you if you have to go look for a job somewhere else? Could be good or could be bad. So what you have here is an employer is going to be taking a controlling role in their employees' health, and they can screen and monitor employees for disease, like a pandemic, like COVID. So employees could be offered, they could be ordered to self-isolate before they even know they're infected with something. So here is what Verify Health says. Employers will look to remote connected care solutions to help manage employees' health. Well, I personally prefer the organic health care, because it sounds like such health care monitoring, could offer some benefits, but it can also be used in such a way as to demand compliance for health care coverage and employment. I look to God's herbs to keep the body healthy, as God has instructed us to do. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, cleansing the organs, improving the immune system function, giving your more energy to your metabolism, that kind of thing, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog, and you can start to learn how to take better care of yourself with organic compounds made by God. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., like some folks in Canada are having trouble with that toll-free number, which it should be working for Canadians, but if not, call the number 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless when you take the power back. So more monitoring, obviously, going to be coming our way if you want to keep on top of healthcare. A lot of people ask me, Frank, what do you use for healthcare? Well, I use Healthcare Ministries. They're out of Barberton, Ohio. So you can get, they have different plans. You can just get the catastrophic plan. If you're a family and you're having a family, you can get the full family plan. So you can get just what you need. So personally, since I'm into herbs and the wellness thing, I just get the catastrophic plan. So there you go. So you've got that. Plus, you have some health insurance also on your auto insurance typically. So you have a health insurance there as well that you can obviously use, if there's a need. Hopefully not in an accident, but, it is there. So, we have options. If you think the standard way is too intrusive and you don't have any privacy or you don't have any say in the matter, you look at options. You always can look at options. So that's what I do. I use a different plan. I used to be on your standard 80-20 HMO healthcare plan, but when Obamacare came in, it made it too expensive. It just didn't make it worth having. It was less care for more money. Who wants that? So look at your options. Do your homework. I encourage people to really, really don't assume things. We make assumptions. you know, and the assumptions could be all wrong. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their catalog, and start investigating how you can empower yourself, how you can be more proactive in a very safe way. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Check them out and sign up for the newsletter. All right, we have a few minutes before we have to take a little break. So we're going to talk about blood pressure a little bit. Medical science is, you know, telling us people have diabetes before their blood work indicates they have a disease. But now medical science is saying that, hey, 1 out of 8 Americans has blood pressure problems that's not showing up yet when they get examined by doctors. Medicine is calling this phantom blood pressure problems, masked hypertension. So now we're all running around with masks with COVID. Now our blood pressure has one. So February is typically coming up for Heart Health Month. And so we're going to take a look at, you know, phantom blood pressure and see what we can find. So if you think you have lurking hypertension on the horizon, you may want to listen, because according to medical science, there are about 17 million Americans that have masked hypertension or phantom blood pressure. And I'm sure patients are kind of stunned to learn that their normal blood pressure reading isn't normal at all. Now, typically what happens is the blood pressure reads normal at the doctor's office and then becomes elevated when they leave the doctor's office. So this is how the study, medical study describes the condition that was done at Mellon School of Public Health in Columbia University in New York. And what say Frank? Frank's saying, what? Frank? But didn't they lower the standard? Well, 120/80 was normal, but now that's too high. Well, they kind of adjust those things. And to be honest, it's kind of a general guide, blood pressure. It's not set in stone, to be honest. Cholesterol, same thing. So it's kind of a general guide that they've kind of, you know, surmised. So, you may be familiar with the phenomenon where patients' blood pressure gets elevated when they go to see their doctor, but then drops to normal when they leave. Yes, Frank, body temperature was the same thing. You remember that show we did? Body temperature was kind of, you know, a guess. You know, it was a guess. An educated one. An educated guess. Okay, so this phenomenon of blood pressure being too high or too low, people react when they go to their doctor. I don't know. Have you ever gone? Well, I don't know, Frank. You don't go to the doctor, but you know people that have said they've gone to the doctor and their blood pressure was high at the doctor, but when they go home or when they're at the drugstore and they're checking their blood pressure, it's normal. Well, it's because they get nervous. They get stressed going to the doctor. People are worried about, oh, my God, what's the doctor going to find now? So, but we're talking about this other blood opposite effect where your blood pressure is normal at the doctor's office, but then it's not when you leave. The other opposite is you got normal blood pressure at home, but then when you go to your doctor, it gets elevated, often kind of termed as white coat hypertension. You get nervous. So people can become nervous and anxious while they're at the doctor's office. It elevates the blood pressure, and it's really not due to a cardiovascular condition at all. So in this study, the research team looked at about 800 adults who had 800 adults who had no history of hypertension, and they took their blood pressure initially and then had them wear a blood pressure monitor that registered blood pressure every half hour. So what it said is 14% of the test group had this phantom hypertension or masked hypertension, and the only way for modern medicine to diagnose this is for patients to wear 24-hour blood pressure monitoring device. So the research did get published in the January 2017 American Journal of Epidemiology, and the research confirms some earlier research on this done by Stony Brook at Columbia University. That was in the December 2016 Journal of Circulation. So in a previous study from that, about 16% of the test group had the same hypertension issue, where it was phantom hypertension, and it's also been called borderline hypertension. That's another term. So masked hypertension, phantom hypertension, and borderline hypertension are all the same thing. Now, another element pointed out by an early study was that those who have masked hypertension outside of the clinical setting are younger patients that have normal weight compared to older patients that typically are overweight. So we should also take note that masked hypertension syndrome occurs when the participants are ambulatory throughout their day. Exertion will increase the blood pressure. Here is a quote from a new health advisor. They say, the increase in blood pressure happens because there is an increase in the demand for the oxygen by the muscles. To ensure this, the heart beats and more force is exerted and the blood pressure is pushed out. As the heart is working more, the systolic blood pressure increases during the exercise or exertion. So it's interesting. This is a Stony Brook's report. They said these findings debunk the widely held belief that ambulatory blood pressure is usually lower than clinic blood pressure. So you hear these conflicting reports and you wonder, you know, what's medicine doing? You know, well, a lot of it is conjecture, theory, hypothesis. We got one of the biggest conjectured theory hypothesis is working right now, and it's the COVID vaccine out there. I've heard California just suspend using the Moderna version of the COVID because they had such side effects. Anyway. Well, and, you know, what does medicine recommend? Well, medical science is suggesting that patients with this masked hypertension issue get on a monitoring device on a regular basis, and this may not require wearing a device daily, but it does recommend patients stay in contact with a doctor and have frequent checks. So all cardiovascular disease is treated by modern medicine with prescription drugs and then surgery. So they don't really cure the cause. They just deal with the symptom of it. So basically, you know, there's some ways we can deal with that. We're going to be talking about those. We're going to talk about some foods and some herbs that can help with this, among other things. And, you know, Frank, I lost my clock, honey. Do you know what? I lost my clock on my system here. I don't know. It just disappeared. And I'm trying to – we got one memento. Okay. So we're going to be talking about some natural solutions for this everyday problem and empower you because we're going to strengthen the heart muscle. We're going to dilate the arteries. We're going to have some natural vasodilators going on. We're going to help prevent blood clots, and we're going to lower that blood pressure. And you can do it, and it's not that hard, and it doesn't require a prescription. Oh, yeah, you've got options out there. I love it. Herbal medical solutions for everyday problems. And, you know, God gave us that. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break and much, much more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Mr. this American pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back to Herb Talk. Yeah, we're born to be alive for sure, Frank. Let's just stay that way. All right, well, we're going to be talking about what we can do about our masked hypertension, our phantom hypertension. So over the last couple of decades, a lot of reports have kind of been published on the effects that your diet has on hypertension. And I know people go to their doctor and the doctor says, well, it's just not enough. You got to have this drug. Well, most Americans do not stick with diets. They consume convenient processed foods, and that's a big mistake most people make, listening to their doctor, who has really very little experience with food being the main source of medicine. So consistent whole food lifestyles, however, over time, correct most health issues because food is our medicine. So what you put in the system, there's a reaction. So high blood pressure, cancer, even diabetes are all barely a blip on the map when it comes to those living in the middle Mediterranean area. Their lifestyle is such that they get basic whole foods, fruits, vegetables, beans, lentils, fish. So they eat this food in original packaging. In other words, it's not processed. They use cold-pressed olive oil with omega-3 fatty acids, and this is how they keep those metabolic issues off their backs. Now, in February 2008, the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition did publish a study on this basic way of living, the Mediterranean diet, and they concluded there is a direct link between this type of lifestyle reducing hypertension. So the reason is the organic foods in their original form, they are packed full of vitamins and minerals, and this is what the body needs. I have forever said the reason we have internal medicine disorders is because we don't have sufficient minerals. So fast food, prepackaged foods, they have all those diminished, all those nutrients diminished. And one added note is you want to avoid a lot of smoking and alcohol. These substances also flush those nutrients out of your system, and they don't protect your cardio system, so the whole foods do. So the alternative is, you know, if you're eating the Western type of diet, you're going to have to rely on pharmaceutical drugs for a decade before you have to have surgery to deal with your cardio issue. Well, let's look at some of the heart tonic herbs that I love. If you have a weak cardiovascular system, you may need some extra support as you transition away from the toxic lifestyle. So we can use some medicinal herbs that can help there. History has showed us that civilizations of the past, like the Greeks and the Native American Indians, have tapped into certain types of herbs to help their heart. Hawthorn berries is just one example. So the name hawthorn comes from the Old English, that means hedge thorn. It is easy to remember, and the hawthorn berries are for the cardiovascular system because they are this bright red colored berry, just like your blood is red. So this small berry is a kind of packed full with the antioxidants. Also very important action in the system to balance the cardio. So the medicinal action of your hawthorn berries is going to strengthen your heart muscle, dilate coronary arteries, reduce chest pain like angina, helps prevent blood clots, and lowers blood pressure. Now, here are some herbs that are also great that you might want to work in. Whole food diet is really a key for overall health. So the medicinal herbs are foods that can reverse devastating conditions like angina, chest pain, arteriosclerosis, congestive heart failure, hypertension or hypotension, circulation problems, anxiety, arrhythmia or heart flutters or AFib, low stamina, insomnia, weight gain, hot flashes, stroke or heart attack, indigestion, and liver malfunctions. So, and you know, science agrees with a lot of this. Because so before you say the ancient people didn't know what they're talking about using hawthorn, that it's not a legitimate scientific medicine in dealing with heart disease. Well, you should check out the medical research regarding hawthorn. So, in 2008, the Center for the Advancement for Health studied hawthorn berries and found it can help with regards to heart health. Cochrane Research Group also got involved testing hawthorn extract, and it compared it to a placebo in treating chronic heart failure patients. And here's what they said about the hawthorn berries. One, it improved the tolerance to exertion and workload. It increased exercise tolerance. It reduced oxygen consumption by the heart. It reduced shortness of breath and fatigue, and no side effects as with heart drugs such as nausea, dizziness, heart, or stomach complaints. So, according to the Dr. Rowling, he's with the Complementary Medicine and the Medical School, University of Exeter, UK. He said there is good evidence hawthorn extract can bring additional benefits. And Dr. Max Pittler, director of complementary medicine, also at the school, said, if I had chronic heart failure, I certainly would use it. So also we have some information here from Dr. Greg Favreau. He's director of the Heart Failure Program, University of California, Los Angeles. And he said there was a larger hawthorn berry study that got released in 2007 that impressed me, he said, even more. The study was not included in our peer review and remains unpublished at this time. But he says it does indeed demonstrate that hawthorn is not harmful, is helpful, but is really not normally recommended by doctors. And it's an attractive alternative to think of a natural or over-the-counter supplement that can improve your outcomes. But unfortunately, medical professionals are just not able to identify with it so far. Well, if you follow the money, hawthorn berries and many other herbs work to strengthen and repair the heart and cardio systems, but herbs do not make modern medicine the profit that drugs and surgery do. Therefore, you can expect most physicians and cardiologists won't see these small studies, as they are really not going to get the attention that the drug peer review studies will get. Now, it is also very sad. It's very sad that when people put their trust in science, when it doesn't always have their best interest in mind, as more people figure that out and they're using more foods and medicinal herbs to correct their health problem, you're going to see the market changes. And just think what life would be like without soda, candy, fast foods, and convenience packaged foods and snacks. We'd all be much healthier. Like the people of World War II, there wasn't any McDonald's. If you went out to eat, it was a diner, typically. And the diners were, you know, cooking from scratch. There wasn't a whole lot of prepackaged stuff back then. So weight would be much easier to manage when you do it, you know, fresh and organic and do it. You can make stuff. You can make stuff, Frank, in like 20, 30 minutes. It's not that hard. It's quite simple. Wrong foods don't support your metabolic functions well, and modern medicine tries to compensate for that. So, and with that in mind, the cardiovascular formulas you can find at thepowerherbs.com. If you want to strengthen cardio, they have a few of them there, including a heart attack pack. But talking about foods and herbs changing your health, I thought we'd pull up just real quick some genes. Not blue genes, but the genes that are in your system, your makeup, what you are. Medical schools like Harvard want us to believe that your common modern diseases, like diabetes, for instance, are genetically driven. Patients are told that they were born with a metabolic time bomb and it just went off. And if we really look at science and how our genes are influenced, we can find that it's mostly due to diet. So if you have inherited a flaw, it was definitely influenced by an ancient diet. So science would have you think that this is the deck of cards you've been given. You just have to deal with it. There's no cure. You just have to manage your symptoms with a bunch of drugs. Personally, I don't think that's the truth. Let's look at some insights. Some medical reports are stating that most illnesses are attributed to lifestyle, and they list the major lifestyle influences over our health conditions. Body weight, exercise, or the lack thereof, diet, either healthy or unhealthy, smoking, and alcohol consumption. So those are the big five. So if we weed through the techno talk on the scientific data, we'll find that in general, the Western diet is pretty much a death sentence if you look at the studies. The Diabetic Prevention Program did an analysis on patients who disposed of the Western diet and went on a healthier one. And they got regular exercise, and they avoided sugar and artificial sweeteners, and they found they could reverse their diabetes within 2 to 3 years without medication. They reported that this mindset to live healthier and to stick with it offered a 58% success rate at being diabetes-free. Now, Prevention also reported that people who changed their eating changed their life. They listed the foods that diabetics can eat, and they looked like the Mediterranean diet. You know, lots of omega-3 fatty acids, nuts, beans, lentils, whole grains, that kind of thing. So whole foods have this strong influence on our cells and our health and even our genetic code. So whole foods chemistry is what the body is starving for. So in the United States, we have three internal medicine plagues, and they are now considered a normal or expected condition by medicine in society. In other words, people are not surprised when they hear they get a diagnosis of heart disease or diabetes or cancer, especially as we get older. So it may be common, but that's not normal. So when we consider cultural studies that are done around the world in the areas that have the fewest cases, the big three cases that plague America, the cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, the Mediterranean area has very little, if any, of that. So it shows you how important diet is. A diet with whole foods and not the Western diet that's sprinkled with isolated synthetic supplements, well, there's the big difference there. Now, in 2014, Indiana University reported that people with heart disease were low on iron, but they were getting too much iron, and that wasn't good either. So it was one or the other. It's, actually, people with any internal medicine diseases are usually going to be low on minerals or other types of nutrients. So the industrial farm complex, as we know it, has departed from healthy farming, and their practices have gone way off. So the crops and the animals are really not as healthy, and the food is not providing as much nutrition to sustain health anymore. So people don't get the minerals from the plants because of the soil and the way it's treated. People a few thousand or 100 years ago had healthier constitutions, and it wasn't heart disease or cancer that killed them. It was pandemics or war. Here's an example. Joshua in the Bible, who led Israel into battle, well into his 80s. And who do you know in their 80s that has the strength to pick up a sword, let alone wield it in battle today? So men of valor in the Bible could dispatch 300 of the enemy in just 30 minutes. So that's reducing the ranks of an enemy by 10 men per minute. Whoa. So you have to have the right fuel to the cells to do that kind of thing. So Indiana University wasn't the only institution to mention the link between iron and heart disease. The Imperial College of London also reported findings in the Journal of Arteriosclerosis and Thrombosis and Vascular Biology that low iron increases your risk of heart disease and specifically coronary heart disease. So what we need to discern here within these reports is that people on the Western diet tend to get their iron from red meat. There is plenty of non-animal foods that do provide whole food iron in them. And this is really good news since red meats come with a lot of fat, which can promote congestive arteries. Now, of course, the scientists in the studies want to give patients heart medications like statin drugs with synthetic iron tablets to take, but that's not the answer. That's just, you know, managing a symptom. Body wants natural iron. Doesn't want synthetic iron. My body wants real food. You can find a lot of minerals like iron in beets. You can really build up your system with minerals if you take raw beets and juice them and drink the juice instantly in 24 hours. Bam. So you're going to find whole food sources of natural iron in things like beans, nuts, and green leafy vegetables. But maybe that's not enough. So people seem to be kind of obsessed with natural food sources that they think won't provide enough of the minerals and vitamins to make a big difference. So medical doctors will tell their patients, you can't control your symptoms with diet alone. Well, symptom management is not the goal. We want a cure. So when considering the conventional foods grown today, I admit they're probably 50% devoid of the nutrients our ancestors ate 100 years ago. So certified organic heirloom produce is going to offer more nutrition, and you may have to grow it on your own land if you can't get it locally. So the next best thing is to supplement maybe the diet with some whole food supplements. So here again, when we consider supplements, we want to look at herbs and spices. We find that they're very complex. They're very concentrated. They have balanced sources of nutrition. They're whole food. They're not some lab technician making mega doses thinking this is what you need. So the Bible calls the herbs, the medicinal herbs, especially the ones that are most bitter, they call them meat, M-E-A-T, in Genesis chapter 1. And meat usually means potent or convenient. So you can avoid getting too much of a good thing, like iron, if you're using whole food sources, because the body takes what it needs and voids out what it doesn't. So the body can do that. It can take what it needs, and which can, you know, a lot of the stuff that you don't need can get stored in fat cells, and that can become toxic, and that's what usually happens with a lot of synthetic supplements. So my favorite source of iron is going to be beetroot. End of story. That's what it is. Natural iron allows you to strengthen the blood system, and it can also, the blood system, the blood cells hold on to oxygen longer to deliver that to the cells. So cells getting oxygen and nutrients in a balanced chemistry provide long-lasting concentrated fuel to your cells. So the better the fuel, the better the strength, and the better your endurance. So you have power. So getting back to the idea your diet can change your genetic code, well, I came across some scientific research that suggests that just that in 2011, Norwegian University of Science and Technology had a report, and they suggested you are what you eat. Remember Grandma used to say that? They wanted to see how genes respond to foods, and can certain foods make us healthier? So, indeed, the foods have influence on a molecule level. And in scientific communities, when food influences your genes, it's called gene expression. So when the genes are influenced, they communicate vital information from the DNA to the cells through proteins. Here is a quote from Brett Johnson, or Johansson, I should say, professor of biology at Norwegian University. He says, "We have found that diet with 65% carbohydrates causes a number of different genes to work overtime. This effect can cause inflammation in the body and also is associated with cardiovascular disease, some cancers, dementia, and type 2 diabetes. So the immune system operates as the body's surveillance authority, and when we consume too many carbohydrates," he says, "the body is triggered to react and the immune system is mobilized as there were an invasion of bacteria or viruses and it creates more inflammation." So this makes total sense, since simple carbohydrates found in the Western diet convert to sugar in the body. Eating complex carbohydrates don't convert to sugar as readily. So a diet that is not properly balanced will increase our risk of metabolic inflammation. And people with increased, also their risk of fluid retention, chronic flu-like symptoms, skin conditions that look more like a reddish color. So let me read you this quote from Dr. Johansson. He says, "It seems clear that the composition and quantity of our diets can be key in influencing the symptoms of chronic disease. In choosing what we eat, we choose whether we will provide our genes the weapons that cause disease, or it is also wise to cut out all those carbohydrates completely," he says. "It's about the right balance." So a good rule of thumb, he says, is a third carbohydrate, a third protein, a third fat, and this will help keep genes, immune system function, and disease in check. You have power, see. So in 6 days, you can change your DNA by changing how and what you eat. So how long does it take? Well, people are kind of skeptical. Well, how long is this diet going to help me reverse my disease? Large part of the skepticism really comes from a lot of brainwashing from the medical doctors. So here's what a professor, Johansson, has said about the time it takes for your diet to influence gene expression. "It took just 6 days to change the gene expression of each of the volunteers. However, if you want to reduce your likelihood of lifestyle disease, your new diet will have to be a permanent change." Has to be a lifestyle, not a diet. Now, in 2016, in the University of Oxford across the pond in England, they said they proved that the foods we eat do affect DNA sequences. So they even found that certain parasites in foods change the chemistry in our body and can also affect our genes. That research was in the Journal of Genome Biology. So gene expression is important. Researchers at University of Massachusetts Medical School found that even an occasional indulgence will have an effect on your genes, which could produce negative outcomes on health. Dr. Marion Walhout, Director of Molecular Medicine at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, found that different diets produce differences in gene expressions, and what we eat influences our development, our growth, and even our sleep patterns. He goes on to say, quote, "We already know that the circadian rhythms, our sleep cycle, is affected by diet. This points to the real possibility that we can use the complex connections involved in diet, gene expression, and physiology, and how it relates to human disease." So there are numerous studies that were done that involve animals, worms, humans, showing how diet has a direct influence on our health. And, of course, we've been hearing from our mothers and our grandmothers for generations that we should eat our vegetables and not our sweets and to be healthy. So modern medicine is confirming how wise our grandparents and our ancestors were. So for those who have ears to hear, know that the ultimate destination of your health is with what you're eating. So some may be thinking, well, I have relatives who have the same health problems that I do. Well, we tend to eat like our relatives. Think about it. Most people think they are eating healthy when, in fact, they're eating too much food, or it's overly processed food, or it's overcooked food, or it's conventionally grown with a lot of herbicides and pesticides on it with reduced nutrition. So add to that environmental pollutants, water that's not so clean, vaccines, confusing the immune system, antibiotics, messing up the digestive tract. It makes it harder for us to assimilate nutrition all the way around. So we have a lot to deal with and a lot to think about. So aside from making sure we are eating organic foods and that have more nutrition in them, we also need to cleanse the system and relieve the metabolic stress and stumbling blocks from all that toxic stuff we ate in the past, because it accumulates there. So when we cleanse our system, we can absorb more nutrition, and our body can regenerate and heal and balance. So cleanse and nourish is my motto. Get out the toxins and put the good nutrition in. Now, one product that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make, along with their cleansing products, they have a Body Foundation food mix. It's one of their biggest sellers, and it's a powdered green-based mix that has vitamins, minerals, amino acid, and plant protein, all in whole food chemistry. And your beetroot is in there. Your vitamin C is in there because they have rose hips in there. Chlorophyll's in there. You have all these wonderful things in there. So you got an overall supplement just in this one scoop of powdered plants that you can throw in a smoothie or juice. I like it in lemonade. Yeah, I like it in apple cider. But you can throw it in orange juice, anything you want. So it's called Body Foundation Food Mix. Check it out. They do have a whole line of organ cleanses. They're listed in order and how you do them in their catalog. So get their catalog. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And that's professional strength formulations and organic till standard. So best you can get. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.